Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Just curious, we do this ever so often, maybe last year, maybe the year before. But anyway, we'd love for you to share a memory that you have, a sports memory that you have with your dad on this Friday before Father's Day. If you grew up with a single mom, you have a sports memory with her that you'd like to share, please feel free. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. Matt in White House. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yep.
I've got a lot of sports memories of my father, but my dad playing college football at Tennessee 4 years, 76 through 80. His first and last game being at Neyland, and then me going on to play college football at Tennessee Martin. My very first football game getting to play was at Tennessee, and getting to come out of that tunnel and see my dad on the sideline and give him a big hug during that football game was very special for him and me, and just a very special moment. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome, I can't imagine. Dude. That's great.
I wouldn't have played very well. I would have been too emotional, I think. Playing on my dad's field, seeing my dad out there hugging me.
Whew. Pretty cool.
You have to have a cold Gatorade, slap yourself in the face.
Jay in the Borough next up. Jay, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I was probably 8 or 10 years old. I got to go to a Tigers game at Old Tiger Stadium with my dad and my grandfather, and got to see Kirk Gibson come in to pinch hit, which I didn't realize at the time was a big deal until later. But anyway, coincidentally, it's the same game. I've lost any respect for Travis Freiman. But at any rate, really cool memory.
Thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate guys. 615-737-1045. At 3HL1045 on Twitter. Memories, sports memory with dad. Sean in Nashville. Sean, what's up?
Hey, not much. I grew up going to my grandmother's every summer, and my dad and I would always get to Fenway every year. Well, 86 was that year they had that breakout, and my dad couldn't get tickets. So we rode in, and he was going to scalp, which was highly illegal, and they were talking about it. But to get bleacher seats, $8 tickets, my dad dropped $50 for two seats. And we watched Roger Clemens win his 20th game against Jack Morris and the Tigers 2 years removed from a world championship themselves. And it was just an incredible game. But just, you know, seeing the fact that my dad wanted us to get in that much that, you know, he dropped $50 for $16 pair of, you know, tickets for both of them. So, yeah. You know, and just all the Red Sox games after that. And, you know, anytime there was something going on with the Sox, we'd have a phone call. And he's been gone for 4 years, and I still look to my phone when there's a big move with the Red Sox to try and call him. But, you know, that's how it is. But baseball's a great way to bond with your dad.
No doubt. Yeah, man.
Thank you, Sean.
That's a great story, so cool. Brother. Thanks for sharing it.
615-737-1045. I didn't know my dad, so my grandfather kind of served in that role. And it's funny because he, when his kids were growing up, wasn't around much because he worked all the time. And so that was kind of special for both of us, I think, speaking for him from both of those perspectives. But anyway, when I was a kid, I would go to my grandparents had season tickets to Tennessee football games for 40 years. And they bought three, when my mom and I moved back to Nashville in 1984. And so I would go to games with them, with my grandparents. And I remember going up, in 1990, to see Tennessee play number one Notre Dame. And I was really looking forward to that game, as were a lot of people. And it turned out 34-29. It was a great game, came down the end. But we were walking around outside, and I remember he mentioned scalping, and that brought this memory back to my mind. We're walking around outside, and a guy walked up to my granddad and asked him if he could buy our tickets. He needed two of the three or whatever, and he said he would give him $400 a piece. And this is 1990.
That's a lot of money.
For hundo.
That scared the hell out of me because I was like, we're about to not go to this game. We're going to get in that car and go back home with like $800, $1,200.
Uh-huh.
And my granddad looked at me and just kind of smiled and told the guy, no, thank you. And we walked into the stadium.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, really, really cool. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Memories with Dad, sports memories with Dad. Mark in Cane Ridge. Mark, what's up?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I grew up in Houston, and at the Astrodome on September 26, 1981, can anybody guess what happened?
What was the year?
1981.
The Phillies win the NL that year?
That was the year before, but on September 26th, Nolan Ryan threw a no-hitter against the Dodgers.
Okay.
Oh.
And yep. my dad and I were there in the crowd and saw it.
Wow. One of seven. For Big Nolan.
I think that was number five, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
And it sat in center field for $1 a ticket.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Thank you. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045.
Like 43 against the A's.
Ended up with 7, right?
Yeah, it was 43 through a no-hitter.
I mean, think about that. 7 no-hitters.
Yeah.
Josh in Columbia. Josh, what's up?
Hey, I actually have 2.
Okay.
My dad's been passed away for 4 years now. And when I was 14 years old, which he traveled during my childhood for work. When I was 14 years old, I was playing in a state baseball tournament, and I hit my one and only home run, which happened to be a grand slam, and we won the game 4-3. And then when I was a junior in high school, he saw me score the one and only, get my only interception and score my only touchdown playing football.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Very cool.
Those kid home runs are really special. I mean, because my middle kid's 11 playing travel ball. So, like, this age group, you see a lot of kids hit their first one. And they almost don't know what to do. Like, in terms of running around the bases, they might miss third and have to go back and touch it. And all the kids are waiting for them at home plate. I mean, it's really awesome. I never hit one. I was a line drive guy. So I played middle infield and hit line drives. I never hit one. That wasn't, you know, like a snowball fight around the field with the ball going everywhere. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Cole in Nashville next up. Cole, what's up?
Hey, afternoon, guys.
Hey.
So middle school, my father, he coached my middle school lacrosse team. Didn't know a clue about the sport. I mean, here in Tennessee, back in the early 2000s, that was, like, not known. And so he read a book about it, and I gathered my friends. We started a team, and we ended up being number one in state that year.
That's awesome. My dad, I'm with you there. My dad coached my, like, junior Olympic volleyball team.
Oh, yeah?
Or I guess they call it club now.
Yeah.
But back in the day when we had first moved to Georgia, I grew up in Texas. We had first moved to Georgia, and they were kind of just starting club volleyball back then. I'm totally showing my age here. But at least in that part of Georgia where I was, it was just beginning to get big. And so my dad coached, and it was challenging but awesome. And some of my greatest memories was my dad coaching.
Corey has the opposite memory. My dad claimed he would be the best coach in our baseball league. We won one game. The one game he didn't show up for.
Oh,
poor dad.
Luckily, it's a gift that keeps on giving that we get to continue to mess with him about 15 years later.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. 615-737-1045. Sharing a sports memory you have with your dad. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and all the single moms that serve both roles. Cristiano Ronaldo, hat trick today in the World Cup. I mean, how ridiculous is that? He now has Ronaldo. 33 goals in 26 matches for club and country in 2018. He's scoring a goal every 67 minutes this year, which would be the best pace of his career. That from ESPN Sports and Info.
You watching that with U.S. not in?
No.
Me either.
Couldn't care less.
I have not seen any yet.
Yeah. Maybe once it's further along, who knows?
But I can only imagine that there probably are very few things that are more impressive than a hat trick in a World Cup game.
Harley Lloyd knows about that.
Or
Yeah, and there's some fees
interview
involved.
Process.
And well, there's fees involved.
Oh, fees
yeah,
involved.
Like heavy fees. Yeah.
Pretty much just the heavy fees, right?
Well, I mean, the application is you apply those fees to
your
the,
wallet.
Well, to the account of the report.
Because it is a professional outfit.
100%.
Our World Cup update is presented by Mickey Ryan's NBA update, oddly enough. Ronaldo scored a goal today. In fact, he scored three. He becomes the fourth player to score a goal in four different World Cups, 2006, 2010, 2014, 2018. The others to do it, Pele.
Pele, he's the answer to everything.
Pele, anything soccer, Pele. Miroslav Klose.
That's that him too. I mean, literally, you talk soccer, Miroslav's name is just, it's just going to come up.
You can't talk about soccer without talking about Miroslav, and I'm sure I butchered his last name.
Yeah.
It's K-L-O-S-E.
I think he leaves it open for interpretation, you know, like his game.
And Uwe Seeler.
Oh, man.
My man Uwe. Remember he had that bicycle kick?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That was epic.
It's his patented move.
And then his cousin, Uwe Blob.
Played in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah, he was a basketball player. They shared the same first name, but they were still related. It's amazing. Yep.
That's how the NBA update came up with.
Uwe Von Schaman as well, the former Dolphins kicker.
Do you have a sports memory?
Yeah, my dad? My dad, this will be 10 years that he's been gone this year. And I've been thinking about him a lot lately. He worked a whole lot, like a lot of you are listening. You're like, oh, yeah, I knew that, Dad. But he was, I'm kind of like the guy who said, you know, is it okay if I have two? No matter when he got home from work or what he'd been doing, we would always go play ball. And if I had friends over, he'd play ball with my friends and me. He would throw me batting practice. And both of his rotator cuffs were torn. He had a construction business, and he had laid so many bricks. So he taught himself to throw left-handed just so he could throw me batting practice because his right rotator cuff was more torn than his left. So he was just this amazing guy. And Bo Jackson played for the Memphis Chicks during his minor league baseball excursion as part of his baseball career. And my dad literally said, hey, I'm not going to work on Saturday. We're going to go to Memphis to Tim McCarver Stadium, and I want to take you to see Bo Jackson because he's special. And you need to see this because just one day you'll realize what a big deal this was. And we went to see Bo Jackson play. And I'll never forget this. There were so many people in the old Tim McCarver Stadium there in Memphis. It's gone now. It's over. It was over by the Liberty Bowl. They put people, I'm not lying, on the warning track of the field. People, they roped off the warning track and people stood and watch the game on the warning track
during play
inside the stadium. Wow. Not all the way around, but in the corners they did. And they were in the field. And it's like, please note, if you're on the warning track, move if the ball approaches.
Oh, my gosh. That would never fly nowadays, huh?
They put them on the warning track. Again, not all the way around, but there were people watching the game. But it was literally standing room only. But I don't even remember so much about Bo Jackson, but I just remember sitting there with my dad and, you know, what that felt like. So, dads, it could be anything. Just do stuff with your kids. It all, they remember it all. It matters to them. You know, this was one Saturday of his life that we went and did this, and I will never forget it. I remember being with him more than I remember seeing Bo Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Mickey. Pretty cool. Yep. 615-737-1045 if you'd like to share a dad sports memory. Let's go to Scott in Mount Juliet. Scott, what's up? I'm trying to go to Scott, JT. Phone not working.
Hello?
There you go. What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This happened back in 1983, and I'll first say I'm not a great basketball player by no means, but my dad never was able to come to any games that we played, and one night he volunteered to drive the bus for us. I played at Donaldson Christian, and we were going to McEwen High School outside of Dixon, and he drove the bus, and that night, for some reason, I had a great game and scored more points than I scored the whole season in one game almost. But anyway, it was a big deal for him, and I'll never forget after the game when we were getting on the bus, in front of all my buddies, my dad stopped, gave me a big old hug, and was really proud of it. And he tells everybody that story to this day. He's 84 now and still tells everybody that I had 28 points at McEwen High School and was so proud of me. But just having him there because he wasn't able to be at most of my games was really a memorable thing and just a great experience and just thankful for that still.
Thank That's you, awesome. Scott, for sharing. Awesome, appreciate Scott. You.
Thank you.
615-737-1045. Let's go to Travis next up on 3HL. Hey, Travis.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking the phone call.
Yeah, man.
My biggest memory, and I still share this with a lot of my friends and family today, but my father, of course, before my memory had gotten ill due to a work-related thing, never did come to any of my ball games. My sophomore year, we were playing Meigs County, and I'll never forget it. I had 11 carries, 351 yards rushing.
Wow.
And I looked up in the stands on my very last touchdown, very last carry, and I seen my dad in the stands. Didn't know he was coming to the game, had never been to a game, but that was my just singular proudest moment right there.
Dude.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
Awesome. This is so telling on how important it is to have that relationship, you know?
Yeah, and if you have kids, Mickey's right. You never know what's going to stick out to your kids. Yeah. They could forget. I mean, they could forget everything you did this year, but like some random thing that they felt like in the moment was important.
A few years ago on Father's Day, I was sitting in church, and the pastor of my church said, I just want to share something with the dads out there. He said, this was taken from a survey of kids all across the country, and it was, what's your greatest memory you've ever had, the most special memory? And he goes, before I put anything up there, it's, right, it's the trip to Disney World, it's the, you know, the time you met Franco Harris, he goes, right, that's what we all think. These were the answers. And it was when my dad played catch with me, when my dad read a book to me, you know, when my mom and dad took time to play with me. Like, those were the answers. So, again, you ain't got to take them to Disney World every day. You just have to spend time with them. And my son, who's three, he has this note that he made for me for Father's Day. And I saw it this morning. I dropped him off for preschool. And it just said, you know, what I love about my dad is, and it says he races cars with me. He loves cars. And he had all these answers. And it's a three-year-old answering these questions. And again, it wasn't anything, you know, I'm not an Avenger. I'm not Lightning McQueen, all the things he loves. But just the things that he said, his answers were so innocent. But it's stuff that you and I don't even think about. You know, what do you love about your dad that he does with you? He said he reads books to me. Just stuff like that, you know. I know this is not what this segment's about, but, you know.
100% it is.
As a dad, I mean, again, you don't have to take him to the Titans game and sit on the 50-yard line. Just take him outside and throw the ball with him. That's what they want.
Well, and I know there are a lot of kids out there that grew up like, or that maybe growing up like I did without a dad. I didn't know my dad. My dad lived in Chattanooga and ended up finding out that I had three half sisters. He married and living there. And, you know, we met one time a few years ago and haven't talked since. My mother was always in tune to that, and it's tough because single parents understand how hard it is to make things go and to make sure that your kids have the life that you feel like they need and the structure and instruction that you feel like they need while also providing for your family and all of those things. It's a monumental challenge that I can't even understand or comprehend. But I'm very thankful for my mom in those little moments, like you said. Like one day I'm at daycare in Houston, like the other guy was talking about in 1981. This is probably 1980 or 1981. And I would go to daycare and then she would get off work and come pick me up and we would go home. And in Houston, it would take a while to get home, you know? So then it's like dark and you're immediately getting into the bath and going to bed and all that. So one day she picked me up and just expecting to go home. She said, we're not going home. We're going to go do something fun. I said, what? She said, we're going to the Astros game. And I'd never been to a professional baseball game. I'd never been to a professional sporting event. I'd certainly never been to the Astrodome.
Yeah.
And so we went and we had a great time. My mom couldn't care less about baseball. But she knew I did.
Yeah.
615-737-1045. Scott in Madison. Scott up next. What's up, Scott?
got me all emotional because my dad passed away 15 years ago. We celebrated many great sports moments, the sounds, but mostly we've been Vanderbilt fans my whole life. And one memory just really kind of tickled me as y'all were going through this segment. I was a teenager. My dad had dropped getting his basketball ticket to Vanderbilt, but Vandy was ranked and they were playing Kentucky, who's always ranked. And he decides we're going to go to the game and we'll buy some scalp tickets around the gym. So we go and we get there and we can only find one ticket. And so he took me to a restaurant, told me to sit there, and he went into the game, enjoyed the game, and he come pick me up when it was over with.
That is awesome.
Thank you. 615-737-1045. Lines are loaded if you want to keep going with this. So we can just do this hour and roll from there. Sharing memories with Dad, sports memories with Dad. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. Sports memories with Dad as we look forward to Father's Day. Carrie, Mickey's making me cry again. Hashtag Father's Day. Matt, man, at 3HL1045 has me crying talking about Father's Day. Not the intent, but
yeah.
Should we all have emotional stories in our lives? Brandon, don't know what it is about today, but this Father's Day segment really has my allergies acting up. Sandy, I'm trying to drive home. Can't see to drive for the tears. Hashtag love you guys. Jamie, one of the great segments in 3HL history, just spend time with your kids. Simple as that. True. Tim, great show today. Too bad my allergies keep making my eyes water. Katie Herndon, best sports memory with Dad actually is sitting on the 50 at Nissan Stadium for the past 20 years fall.
I think
that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool too.
615-737-1045 if you'd like to share. Terry is next up on 3HL. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, this is Terry with Flight DMD.
Hey, Terry Marlin. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Mickey, there's no question that you're bringing tears to everybody's eyes. I love the stories, but I just wanted to tell you the story about the first, actually the only game my dad and I have ever been to together. It was before kids, but Sonya and I went to the game, and we had tickets to the Buffalo game. It was a miracle play.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, everybody knows what happened. And so we're at the 20-yard line where Kevin Dyson is running to us. We're, you know, 20 rows up, and it's the most awesome thing in the world. So we were one of the guys that did not leave when everything was going, you know, just down the toilet. So when everything was great and, the play was the most unbelievable play in the world. Everybody's hugging each other, so it's just the three of us, my wife and I and my dad. And I told my dad, I was like, hey, don't ever come back. It will never get any better than this. And I was just kidding, but he's never been back to another game.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's the only game that he's ever been back to. I mean, he's ever been to, and it's one of the greatest ever, but you know, it was just an unbelievable experience for everybody in the stadium. But, you know, I could go on and on about the stories with me and my boys. But, know, that story between me and my dad, I'm trying to get him to go to a game. I'm like, I was kidding. You know, I don't think it will ever be better than that. But you can go to another game.
Well, Terry Marlin, one of the best people I know, that is for sure. And if you want to see what he's up to and what he's fighting, fightdmd.com, and you can help him and his sweet boys, Jonah and Emery, there. And we'll see you on Monday, Terry, and please give Jonah and Emery a hug for us.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, dude.
Bye.
Terry Marlin, fightdmd.com. Seriously, go there and see how you can help these guys. It's amazing what they've been able to do. 615-737-1045 if you want to share. Donnie and Joelton next up. Donnie, you digging out of the snow up there?
Oh, no, man. It's snowing only heat today.
That's the line of the day, brother.
Yeah, like no snowball fights today, guys. No, man, I was just going to call my dad. He's a season ticket holder for Vandy football. basketball, you know, the works every 40 years. You know, we're watching the Vandy World Series game. They win it. You know, he jumps 3 feet off the ground. He's 75 years old. You know, just one of the best moments. You know, he said it was worth it all the bad games, you know, we've been to, and watching them win the World Series. You know, he coached baseball up here in Jolton for Dixie Youth for like 30 years.
Wow.
You know, he touched a lot of lives, too, you know. But I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's I know a lot of people. Brent and I did a show.
By the way, we've done this for Mother's Day, too.
Yes.
Just as important.
Brent and I used to do a show years ago on The Zone at night, and Vanderbilt played in the Music City Bowl, and we were on the air as that game was ending. Do you remember that and how many calls we got? And people said, I never thought I'd see him play in a bowl. A guy called, and it was him, his son, and his dad. It was three generations. And the car, remember people crying?
Yeah.
That was, they won that bowl game, and people were stuck in traffic, and we were on when they got in the car.
Was it John Markham that hit the field goal? And his brother called us, and then he ended up calling us, if I remember right.
The kicker's brother called us, yes.
And I can't remember if it was John Markham.
But all these people called us that night, and they were crying. Like people said, I never thought I'd see Vandy have a winning season. I never thought I'd see us be in a bowl game. Stories like that I've been going for all these years with my dad. It was amazing. I mean, this sports do such amazing things, right? Mm-hmm. Bonding over sports. It's just amazing.
It seems like there are a lot of baseball stories, too,
yeah.
With dads and sons. There's a guy, Peter Burns tweeted about it, and now a lot of people are following him on Twitter, but a guy named Matt Lee, who surprised his dad by taking him to Omaha to watch Mississippi State play baseball in the College World Series, and his tweet was, his Alzheimer's is setting in fast, but I know he's going to have a blast this weekend. Hail State. So he put video out there of surprising his dad, and his dad's like, wait, what? We're going. I mean, so now everybody's like, we want to pay for your travel there. We want to do this. And Matt Lee just said, nope, if you want to donate money, donate it to the Alzheimer's Association. And, you know, some of his tweets were, hey, this is going to be an amazing last trip for us. Like, he knows this is probably going to be the last trip that dad and son get to take because of Alzheimer's. And it's really cool. If you want to follow their trip on Twitter, he's like, everybody can use our audio, video, pictures. I don't care. This is the greatest thing ever. My dad is stoked. It's at Tiger, T-I-G-R, second base. Just a random guy that now it's gotten out there about his Father's Day trip with his dad. Pretty cool.
Robert on Twitter, my mother was also a single mom. I truly believe that God places men in your life to show you how to be a man. I also believe men of single mothers make wonderful fathers. Mayor, you get it. You're a great father. I've seen you at a couple of Indy football games. Jana, I was playing softball, was running toward... Thank you, Robert. I was playing softball, was running towards the base, and they threw me out. I threw my hands over my head because I was afraid I was going to get hit with the ball. My dad told me, you're never going to be anything if you're afraid of everything. Life lesson. Will, I grew up going to National Night Hockey games at Municipal with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet they saw some stuff.
Now. I bet they did.
Who's the goaltender? Big John Reed. When the Preds moved to town, we were hooked. I really appreciated my dad introducing me to my favorite sport. I can't wait to take my young sons to their first hockey game. # Father's Day Sports. Back to the phones. Let's go to Jamie in White House. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, guys. What that guy just said, I do believe that boys from single mothers make really good fathers because my dad taught me everything not to do. And so, you know, sometimes that's right. People say, well, you didn't have a father there to set the example. No, but I had a father showing me everything not to do, to do exactly opposite of what he did. And most of that is your presence. You know, and not presence as in gifts, but presence as you being there at different things and doing the small things. My mom consistently was there in my life and basically helped me with any endeavor I wanted to do, and sports was definitely what I wanted to do. Played basketball, and my mom actually moved us up to Cross Plains, Tennessee, where I got to play for high school, East Robertson, won a couple state championships, played under David Colley, who was a great man, who was probably the biggest father figure in my life. But my dentist, when we lived down in Old Hickory, he was, I guess I'm around middle school at this time, and James McPherson was the dentist for Vanderbilt, And he knew how much I love basketball, and he gave me and my mom tickets to go see the Bulls play Utah at Vanderbilt when they had drafted Will. And the, you know, it was one of those exhibition games, and the game comes to town. And he got me to be able to actually be like a towel boy, like to wipe up sweat and stuff. He said, now, you know, this is what, you know, and that was really cool for me. And I was out there when Shoot Around came on, and Pippen, of course, and Jordan went out there. Neither was Karl Malone or John Stockton. And where they all walked out from, you know, they walked out from where Vanderbilt players and stuff walked out. Well, my mom was sitting over there, and about 5 minutes, 6 minutes after everybody's shooting around, and, you know, they kind of let us kids shoot around a little bit, my mom called me over there, and she goes, hey, that guy that was the guard over there, he's walked away. Let's walk back there in the hallways. And so we walked back there, and I believe Jordan was – the biggest memory I have of Jordan is that he's walking out, and he's just got his ankles taped, and he's in his shorts, and he's got a T-shirt on. And my mom walked straight up to him and said, hey, Mr. Jordan, this is my son, Jamie Nixon, and we'd just like for you to meet him. And and that was pretty cool. So I'm going to hang up and listen. But but my mom did a lot of things for me. Thanks, guys.
Awesome, man.
Man. Thank you. Fearless.
That's an amazing mom right there.
Go right up to the GOAT. You need to meet my son.
Excuse me, Mr. Jordan. Here's my son. Say hi to him.
This is an important guy right here. This is my son, Michael Jordan. You need to meet this guy, my son.
That's a strong mama.
615-737-1045. Josh in Bowling Green next up. Josh, what's up?
Hey, first I just want to say I love y'all's show. I love y'all's radio station. If I had Tennessee sports and Fred's on there, I probably would ever change my channel. And y'all are the greatest.
Thank you.
And I probably don't have any sports memories outside of with my dad. He was my two-week football coach and did everything with me. He took me to Tennessee football, and not to mention the SEC championship games and the national championship games. The one thing that stands out in my mind so vividly is the 92 Tennessee-Florida game. And it was just pouring down rain.
Yep.
It was thigh high. I mean, you know, ankle, at least calf high on the sidelines. And we had done shed our ponchos way before. But Mose Phillips took that spring pass and ran all the way down and then looked at his wrist like it was a watch. And I've heard Mose Phillips come on there and explain that situation and why he looked at his wrist. Now, my dad had told me that some guys had been giving him crap about being slow and that he had looked at his wrist because, you know, of that. But, of course, he came on and run that memory, part of the memory for me. That was a good little thing. But funny thing, pre-game, we was walking into the stadium. There's this car loaded down right in front, going right in front of the stadium. And there's about 8, 9, 10 guys hanging out of the car. And they all go, you team! And me and my dad stand there, and he fell for it. He goes, oh, yeah. And as soon as they pass by, they all go, sucks, at the same time. But we got the best of them that day, so.
Yeah, that was a memorable game, and I remember that game well. I was there also, and, yeah, Poncho wasn't going to help you. The funny thing about that was it didn't start raining until Tennessee got the lead, and so Spurrier's offense had trouble, obviously, because it was a monsoon. I don't think I've ever been to a game where it rained harder than that, and so they were unable to do anything, and then, Shuler hit Mose Phillips for a long screen pass, a touchdown to kind of salt it away. And Mose, when he got in the end zone, looked at his watch. And in reality, it was to say it's about time because his friends on the team, his teammates were giving him a hard time that he had not scored a touchdown. That was his first touchdown.
We had him on, what, last fall?
It's a fun story.
And he told that story again.
Yeah, so we have him on quite a bit through the years to kind of tell that story. And he's a great dude. He's over at Cane Ridge. Defensive coordinator, getting it done over there. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. The funny thing about that rainstorm, though, that day in Knoxville is they say that that's really literally the only place it rained in Knoxville that day was basically right over Neyland Stadium in downtown. And it helped them get a win. Ryan in the borough. Ryan, what's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Lady.
Good, thank you.
This is actually, you know, more of a mom's story. my father, he passed away whenever I was 14 years old. I'm 23 now, so I'm closing in on the 10-year mark. Mm-hmm. And a month after he passed, we
you know, of course, get insurance money. We, my mom planned a trip to take us to Chicago to a Cubs game. And so we go to the game, you know, and we go to our hotel. And, you know, we're walking through the lobby and we're playing the Diamondbacks. And I take a glance at a guy, you know, he's wearing casual clothes. And I recognized him, and it looked like Luis Gonzalez. And I just told my mom, I was like, Mama, I swear I just saw Luis Gonzalez. And one memory of him is, you know, his big hit to, you know, beat the Yankees.
Yeah.
And so my mom, she went up to him. She was, you know, told him the situation. He just said, you know, of course I'll meet your son. I got to meet the Luis Gonzalez. He had his ring on, and it was an awesome experience. And I also want to thank her. When we made it to the World Series in 2016, she mm-hmm. paid for me and my best friend to go.
Wow.
And, you know, she means a lot to me. You know, she stood in when he passed away, and I appreciate everything she's done for me.
I
appreciate you guys for letting me share that.
Yes, thank sir. You for sharing, Ryan.
Yeah.
Happy Dad's Day to Ryan's mama.
Yeah.
615-737-1045. James on Twitter. Every year we would go to the TSSAA State Championships at the MRF, and in between games we would go to the hospitality room. And Dad said we weren't allowed to be there, but if we acted like we belonged, no one would question it. Years later, found out he always had passes. Nashville Cat on Twitter. Too emotional to call, but I surprised my dad several years ago with tickets to the Charles Davis dinners with the Titans coaches. He loved it. Hashtag Father's Day. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Let's get one more. Robert, next up on 3HL. Robert, what's up?
What's up, my favorite radio people?
What's up?
I don't suffer from allergies. I must eat some bad cheese. I'm crying too. So, I just want to say my dad was 48 years old when he had me. He was a Korean War vet, and I'm 41. So it was quite an age difference between me and him. He always took time to go to Vanderbilt games. We went to every football game from the time I was about six till I went off to college, and that was very important to him to include us in sports and do things. He was at every baseball game and basketball game and football game ever played in. He was very, very good at that, even though he was a very stoic man and worked hard for his family. But my favorite thing about him and my mother had this thing about being Vanderbilt fans. They always accused each other of being bad luck. They'd go back and forth with it. And, you know, my mom, I remember, you know, my mom would be in the kitchen cooking something, and Vanderbilt would be playing, and she'd be popping her head in. Every time she'd pop her head in, Vanderbilt would fumble. He'd go, I told you you're bad luck, and they'd go back and forth at it. Well, he passed away in 2004, and in 2005, Vanderbilt went down to Tennessee and won. And the very first phone call I get from my mom, and she said, I told you he was bad luck. And so we went back and forth with that. We always thought that was so fun. They always had such a good time talking sports and loved sports. And as hard as he worked for us, he was at every sporting event we ever played. And Mickey, you said it best, man. It doesn't take hours and hours of time. When you get home from work, just go outside for 15, 20 minutes and throw the ball. Just go outside and shoot hoops with your kids. Just do something. I mean, it's those memories that make such a big difference in kids' lives. So great, great day, guys. Thanks for having everybody share. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Robert.
Told you he was bad luck.
Because they don't understand that we've all had very stressful, difficult, competitive days, and that every day is that. They don't understand that, and nor should they. So, yeah, hug your kids. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and the moms that serve both roles.